This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
On this episode of Al Aaron Rodgers Turns, he has finally, well, at least done something. He's meeting with the Pittsburgh Steelers, as we talked about. God, was that the beginning of this week or was it last week, about Cam Hayward and DK Metcalf basically saying, bruh, come on, do or don't, let us move on. And reports coming out from multiple folks that the no deal is currently imminent, which, boy, does that sound about accurate.
But this is the ultimate Aaron Rodgers story of all time. Like, what was it, the old Brett Favre news, no news, or no news, news, where it's like, oh, Brett Favre was spotted in the Minneapolis area. Could he be a Viking? It's what Aaron Rodgers is doing. He's looking at the Brett Favre playbook, and how can I stay relevant? How can I keep getting talked about? How can I keep having people with my name in their mouth? I will talk about politics and talk about possibly being a vice president. I will talk about what team that I could sign and play with. I will come up with things to complain about that's going on in the world. Aaron Rodgers is such a big eye roll for me. Like, this guy can't stay out of the limelight. And then every time he's in it, he just complains and complains and complains about continuing to be in the limelight.
It's going to be interesting to see how this works, because his two landing spots, well, I guess technically three if you add Tennessee in there, they're not good teams.
No.
With the Giants and the Titans. So if you do you want to play for a good team, then you play for the Steelers. If you don't want to play for a good team, go play for the Giants or the Titans.
But even with the Steelers, like, you're a good team, you probably make the playoffs. What else do you do? Do you win a playoff game? Does Aaron Rodgers at 42 years old get the Steelers one playoff victory? Because I don't know that I think so.
No. Well, you don't think the addition of DK Metcalf is enough?
Well, that's no, because I was going to say, because his running mate George Pickens will get suspended for trying to start a fight because the ball got thrown to DK instead of him.
Yeah, I still don't understand DK asking for a trade and being like, yeah, no, I'm going to sign a contract with Pittsburgh, other than they paid him the money.
I think there's a little bit of that. I also think he thought they would be more in on Russ. Because when DK had his best years, it was with Russ. Players don't always think clearly. Like, let's be honest about that. Players don't always think clearly about what the situation holds. How many times have you listened to an NBA player podcast or an NFL player podcast where they're talking about other players in the league and you're like, that guy's not that good.
No,
like, I don't remember that. Like, obviously, he's good enough to be in the league, but that guy's not a star, and you're talking about him as a star. If I'm DK Metcalf, my best years were when I was playing with Russell Wilson. I get a chance to go be with Russell Wilson again. The offensive line in Pittsburgh, I do like. They're young, so they're getting better. The running back situation, it's not ideal, but they can run the football. You're going to be asking that defense to have TJ Watt stay healthy, and if he does, they'll be a good defense. It's not the worst situation in the world, but it's also not a Super Bowl champion. It's a lateral move. You're not taking a step up. You're not getting better. You can trick yourself into saying, hey, I'm getting better. They made the playoffs. Seahawks had 10 wins. It's a lateral move, it's the same thing.
It's very interesting that when you're just talking about the DK of it all.
Right.
Looking at it and going, you know, I was successful with Russell Wilson. And look, Russ was fine there with him. Mm-hmm. But it almost feels like Stockholm Syndrome of like, you know, man, I was so good with him. I'm like, yeah, dude, the bar is, I mean, it's not the floor, but it's not, we're not talking about the upper echelon of quarterback play here. It's like, set the bar higher, bud. Set the right. bar higher. You know what right. I mean? You just kind of look at that and just kind of go, look, I mean, is Aaron as good as he was when he was 34 or 35? No. God, no. But is he better right now than Russ? Yeah. By a lot.
Is he really? Because yeah. I think they're one in the same. Like, Rodgers can't move around as well. Russell can't move around as well as he used to. Neither one really has the same deep ball. Rodgers is probably a little more accurate because he can throw over the middle. Like, that's going to be the biggest issue in Russ's game.
Yeah, Russ can't get outside the pocket and see over the offensive line anymore.
But again, so
Aaron doesn't have to do that.
So you win one more game?
I think he's worth probably two.
You win. Oh, okay, so you win two games and you get in as a wild card again.
I mean, you're not. But that's the Steelers. That's the Steelers. That is what they want. That is what where they live. That is where that family lives.
Yeah.
That is how they want to operate.
They want to be. They want to be in the mix, but they aren't willing to take that next step forward. And I get it. It's been a successful formula that they've had for years and years and years. But still, just from where I'm sitting, it's a lot of overvaluing people that are 3, 4, 5 years past their prime by people who are in their prime right now. And by that, I mean DK Metcalf or by like a George Pickens or by the Steelers organization in general. Russell Wilson doesn't get you that much better. Aaron Rodgers is 42. No one has gotten better at 42.
He's 41 right now.
He will be 42 by the season.
Well, December.
And he's still, what? He's 2 years off a torn Achilles?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not going to get more mobile.
Those get better as you get older, right?
I don't think so. Like, I know I'm not old, and I know there's a lot of things that I still have to learn about in life, but I've noticed that everything that hurt me when I was 16, 17 hurts a little bit more at 27, 28.
It gets better. Just trust me. It gets so much better as you get older.
It's going to just continue to get better and better.
Yes, 100%. So when
when I am in my 30s, I will be able to dunk again?
Yes.
For the first time?
Yes.
100%. For the second time?
Those ligaments, much like Cooper Flags, yes. They get spongier and softer, and they definitely don't get stiffer, and they definitely don't hurt a lot more than they should.
I just don't get it, man. Like, I guess if... I there's no logical reason to sign Rodgers unless you are saying Aaron Rodgers is guaranteeing me he is going to turn back into 37-year-old Aaron Rodgers when he was winning MVPs. And he's not going to do that because he's not going to buy all in. I understand that this is what the Steelers' MO is, but you have to expect that Cincinnati is going to take a step forward. That defense cannot be as bad as they were. That offense by themselves almost got them into the playoffs, and they had the worst defense in the NFL. They were horrific, couldn't get a stop. So you have to assume that Cincinnati team's going to take a step forward, and then you are banking on winning a bunch of 3, 4, 5-point games because Mike Tomlin is smarter than everyone, and your defense, which is getting older, by the way, is going to continue to stay at their peak. It doesn't make sense to me. If I'm the Steelers, they honestly probably should have went with Fields. They should have just went with the young guy.
I disagree on that one because the best version of Fields is still not as good as Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers right now?
Yes.
I don't know, man.
Justin Fields is not a quarterback.
He's use him as a running back then. Go wing T. Let's go.
And that's part of the problem, man. Like I know I'm one of the biggest Fields haters out there.
Right.
There's not a world where I'm like, Justin Fields is my quarterback. I'm feeling good about that. That's the kind of thing where there's not a bridge tall enough in the city for me to jump off.
I don't know that. So the bridge is like 10 feet lower with Aaron Rodgers that you're jumping off of?
I'm not jumping off the bridge with Rodgers.
I think I am, man. It's done. We've done the experiment. We watched it in New York. He was bad.
I don't disagree, but like his level of bad is still above competency, where Justin Fields and the likes of him and Russell Wilson aren't.
You're going to deal with a circus? That's not the Pittsburgh Steelers' MO.
The look that I'm giving Will Ortner right now does not translate well over the radio.
They don't. They're not a circus.
Are you
kidding
me?
Until they leave, they're not a circus. Until they leave,
that's the point, because they manage it. Mike Tomlin is the circus manager. He is Mr. Barnum and Bailey. Are you kidding me?
You think that after the top
of the
Le'Veon
Bell, Antonio Brown,
they were young players.
They were still bat ass crazy.
I know. I follow Antonio Brown on Twitter. I'm very aware of his craziness.
It's not actually him though.
I know it's a different guy, which kind of stinks.
Yeah, no, it's a weird thing.
It is what it is.
Yeah,
still a funny follow. That being said, you're not putting the cap on Rodgers' craziness. He's an insane person.
Oh no, you're not wrong. But I think Tomlin is the master of managing that. That is his superpower.
That's what you're banking on if you're going to go with him.
So, again, no deal imminent as it pertains to Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.